El Supremo, an ominous name to go with an ominous painting. The texture of the wood stands out as it portrays the wires crisscrossing through the mountain, containing the faceless person peeking out from within. The grain in the wood adds dimension to the painting and separates the sky into individual dark pieces. The hill is mirrored from the murky surface it stands on, as if a reflection unto itself. Along with the shards of glass sticking out from the bottom of the hill, a few questions can't help but arise. Who is the person trying to escape the dark prison? What is the meaning and reason for painting this picture? Carlos Colombino created El Supremo with the theme of repression. Born in 1937 as a native Paraguayan, Colombino graduated with a degree in architecture from the National University of Asuncion. His architectural background influenced his artwork. His art is a woodcutting style called estilo pintura, which is the process of carving the wood and then soaking it in oil paint to absorb the pigments. It is with this technique that he started his series of paintings representing the harsh and restricted government in Paraguay. El Supremo was made in 1988 and refers to the dictators of Paraguay. It also represents the many governmental people who have tried to get Paraguay to be a more stable place. When I first stumbled upon the painting, the simplicity was really what caught my eye. It was just a mountain with cords going in and out of it. Then again, looks can be very deceiving. It took a closer inspection to see the head coming out from the top of the hill, the texture of the wood, and the meaning that was behind this work of art. To me, El Supremo almost seems like a warning or a plea. It depicts an experience and urges its viewers to not repeat the same kind of pain that came from the experience. With the overall dark and bleak ambience of the painting, it is very easy to overlook the small hint of light in the background. In a painting where the dark dominates, there's a lighter feeling near the bottom of the mountain. It adds another dimension to the message given. Behind all the sadness and gloom in the present, there is the future. Perhaps that is what Colombino was hoping for, a better world. This is artfully represented through his painting. This has been Angela with another Bulldog Podcast.